you did very well there. Some professional singers have made this popular. I understand Jeremy Camp and Fernando Ortega made this popular. Some groups sing it. They didn't do so great at Redeemer this morning. You did better, I think. Well, this is a great little song that reminds us when we're going through all of life, what do we need most? Jesus. Are we sure about that, Pope? Because did you hear this gospel lesson? What did Jesus call that lady? Did you catch that?
Woman.
Nobody caught it?
You woman.
No, not just this time. Referred to her and all her like as
a dog.
Dog. Now, anybody got dogs at home? Any pets? Yes. Oh, yay!
Yes.
Now, they're practically a member of the family, right? They're loved, cherished. I grew up on a farm in Michigan, and we had dogs, and they were members of the family. However, back then, when Jesus was walking those roads of Palestine and finally got up to Tyre and Sidon, Lebanon area, that culture did not think highly of dogs. So, is Jesus being cruel right here? Let's go on and find out. Well, what we have here in our gospel lesson is that this woman is a Canaanite woman outside the household there of Judah. She wasn't a Jew. She also lived geographically outside the area of Judah and Israel. Oh no. She was an outsider. And now, gals, don't give me a hard time, but at that time, what was the status of women? Really high? Not so high. Jesus improved the status of women greatly. So she had all these strikes against her. Things were really bad. So the disciples probably didn't think too much about it if Jesus called her a dog. But did that deter her? It didn't. Why? Well, let's first think about dogs in our families. When we have pets, do they have the same rights that we have? Do they have a place in the Constitution of our United States? What rights do our pets have? Well, they don't have human rights. Because can you sell a pet? Can you buy a pet? You can't do that with human beings. What do we call that when we do it to human beings? Slavery. What? Slavery. I think we're kind of, even in our society, fighting about that right now. All the ups and downs and the terror in the streets and so forth. Okay, this woman had no rights because of all the things against her. She fit as livestock, not as a full human being. Oh no. This is pretty bad. But think about it. When we look at the scriptures, what's our status before God? We've got all these rights before God. We can tell him that we want no rain today. We want a sunny day. And that's our right. We have a privilege of prayer. In fact, in a sense, we're like dogs. We can go begging. We can beg God. We can ask Him anything. But our right, we're sinners. And because we're sinners, we've lost all rights. And now we have a gospel lesson that talks about a wonderful biblical word. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Mercy. That is such a big word, Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament, chesed. Or New Testament, let's see if I can get the Greek out right. Elio. What are those words in the Old and New Testament? Talks about the steadfast love of the Lord. That's what mercy is. His kindness. But His mercy is for those who need it and can't require it. We can't require anything from God, but yet, what does He do? He opens up the gates of heaven and pours out His blessings and mercy. That's what we've got because of His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. We've got a God that loves us and is merciful, and that's what this woman, this Canaanite woman, did. She was not saying, I'm worthy and I have a right. Go heal my daughter, Jesus. Nothing like that. She was saying, have mercy. You have the ability. I have the need. I can only ask for mercy, a free gift. And she persistently asked. Oh, she was hurt because she was persistent. Oh, not in this instance. No. It bothered the disciples. But what Jesus was doing was pointing her to who He was and that it's His mercy. Have faith in Him and His mercy. And that's what He called the disciples to. They were watching. They were seeing what was going on here. So why did Jesus answer her and heal her daughter? Because He's merciful. And she was trusting that mercy. So for us, we need the mercy of God. We don't get it by a right, but we get it as the privilege of trusting the Savior who loves us so much. His mercy is going to be poured out on us. It already has, and it's going to continue to be. That's the God we have. I got a little sidelight here. Here in this this gospel lesson, it says that this Canaanite woman of Tyre and Sidon called Jesus Lord and Son of David. Uh-oh, the Jews weren't calling Him Son of David. That's the Messiah, the Savior, the one who's coming to deliver the people. So where did this Canaanite woman get this information? She wasn't around at the Sermon on the Mount. She wasn't down in Jerusalem. She wasn't at Bethlehem. She wasn't all these different places. Maybe a merchant picked up the news from Jesus and traveled to Tyre and Sidon. Maybe it was just vacationers. Maybe it was just people traveling. And they brought the mercy of God because they would receive the mercy of God from Jesus. What kind of mercy? Ooh, how about forgiveness of sins? Life. And therefore in Jesus, life everlasting. Whoa. Now I've got a question. Have you ever received mercy from Jesus? Are you going to keep it to yourself? let's see, Al and Paul and Pastor Earl, just right before worship happened, in fact, we asked Charles to stretch out the prelude just so that you could get in here. Wow, you've received mercy and you shared mercy. By God's grace, some will show up here and receive more of the mercy of God. We've got something here that is so awesome. As we read the news, do we find out about mercy? No. It's from our Lord Jesus Christ, and we got it, and we can share it.